Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Jason, thank you for engineering. Rich Stevens with us. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. How's everything in your neck of the woods?
Well, really good. I was thinking about getting a milkshake, you know? And at Arby's.
But, that's one of my articles today. You don't want to do that.
But, you know, they've watered them down. At least at this one Arby's in Vancouver, Washington, they found that the milkshakes are watered down. As a matter of fact, according to what I read, the night manager at the Arby's restaurant in Vancouver, Washington, peed in the milkshake mix. Yep. I wonder how many millions of dollars this is going to cost Arby's from people saying, Arby's, now let's just keep going. Right?
Well, look, there's no accountability anymore. There's going to be a hand slap for theater, and probably nothing's going to come of it.
Yeah, and it's probably some racist thing. Maybe it was a white milkshake mix, you know, that he peed in, and so maybe that was the whole reason for it, because it was white, or maybe it was black, or maybe it was red, or maybe it was yellow. Who knows? But, you know, I'll tell you what. Buford Pusser is a guy that walked around with a baseball bat, and he tuned people up that just caused problems. And I wonder what a father, a real father, would do if he found that his daughter went to Arby's, had a milkshake, and that the night manager peed in that milkshake that his daughter had. I wonder if he would have a Buford Pusser moment where he would take a baseball bat and just tune up the place. Well, starting with the manager, the guy who did it. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what people are doing. Just walking into churches with guns and killing people, walking into restaurants, killing people, shooting them on the street. It's just Mad Max. You know, Mad Max light is what it is. But I can see that there's no good news in people's behavior today. Absolutely not. And the people who work at stores are dumb as a box of rocks. Absolutely. Well, since you said that, Rich, I went to buy some farm fencing things that were tax exempt. Bought them in another store, not the chain store that we normally deal with, but one same name, just a different location. And I called before and I said, "So we want to buy these cattle paddles. They're for farm use. They're tax exempt." You all have the same tax-exempt system, you know, as the other stores, so we have tax-exempt status. And, oh, yeah. So if you have it at one store, you have it at all. And how about your rewards program where you give, you know, dollars off for when you reach a certain number of points? Oh, yeah. So we bought the cattle panels, and they don't know how to take the tax off. don't know how to do it. We're in the system. They put us in twice, one taxable, one tax exempt. They don't know how to do it. And it's a roughly 140-mile round trip to go get the tax refund. And so I lost my temper, you know, in my mind. And I wasn't yelling and screaming or anything like that, but I called up the store, got the manager. And the manager's not, he's AWOL. But they have a bunch of assistant managers, and I asked for the most knowledgeable one. And I explained the situation that I called ahead to make sure it was tax exempt, no problem. Made sure they had them in stock, no problem. Got the price, no problem. Got the person's name, everything's good. And they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to do the tax exempt thing, and the information they gave me on the phone is wrong. So all I have to do is go back in a 140-mile round trip and get my sales tax back. And I refused to do it. I refused to do it. So I called up and talked to the assistant manager, and she's going to have the manager work on it. I should have an answer by Wednesday tomorrow. So it takes, you know, a couple days for them to figure out how to do this. But I asked. I said, so are you having trouble with young people, you know, finding young people that know what they're doing? She said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. About half of them. Half of them. Half of them they can train. The other half they can't train. The other half can't figure out how to do anything. And they certainly can't deal with customers. They don't know how to deal with customers. And I think it's because they know so little. The customers are just livid with the lack of skills, the lack of knowledge, the lack of protocol, the lack of everything, including the lack of store stock. That customers are getting annoyed. And I don't blame them. And so these young people don't know how to handle that. They don't know how to say to a customer, you know, yeah, let me show you where that is. Yeah, we do have those. Let me take you down to aisle 3. I'll show you exactly where they are. And if you have any other questions, I'll be there to answer them for you. They don't know how to do that. They go, I don't know. I don't know if we have them or not. So why are they there? Why are these employees there? They don't know how to do their job, and they don't know how to deal with people. That's where we are, Rich.
Well, look, I talk about this often. It's just like the Arby's manager admitting to urinating in milkshakes. And by the way, you didn't tell the whole story. It was for his sexual gratification, as per him. So that being said, well, one last article out of the 100 and something I have prepared for today. It's part of the mass formation psychosis, the mind control, the hypnosis that's been brought out to the public, especially our younger people who've been groomed. Remember the MIT study? I mention a lot of these psyops and clinical studies for a reason. The MIT study, the conclusion of it was that people believe the official study or the narrative more when they are less informed. So the powers that be are throwing ideology at the people to turn them into followers and not making them be thinkers. They don't want them to do their own reading, research, and vetting. They're basically the powers that be, and we've proven this many times, they want you to care more about your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun than having the ability, the talent, the work ethic to do your job. They want you intellectually lazy. They want you to have excuse behaviors based on what group hyphen and protein and pronoun you are. They want you to literally be able to justify and rationalize hate and tyranny, but not be able to explain it. This is why they push the propaganda, and they use terms like misinformation over and over and over again. It's basically to pressure companies to be woke and the public to obey. It's all part of the submissive conformity. And just, look, even the Pentagon admitted that mass formation psychosis was a brainwashing tool to control the population and depopulate. It's all part of the divide and conquer strategy. It's all part of lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. It's all part of delegitimizing work for UBI and MMT and making certain people, because of their group, feel entitled to play the victim group status card. Again, lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. How many times, how many thousands of examples have we given where the power, so many people in government and big corporations are not doing their job? And this adds to more wealth inequality. This targets more people to have less protection rights and restitution under the law and being replaced with precedents. This basically gives free lunch to the elite, more divide and conquer strategies, and we don't have any more value in products and even services. This is all by demand. Look at all of our documents, our federal codes, and I'm going to go off into a tangent here because you started events. It's all your fault. But this design mind control, the psyops, the emotion-driven behavior modification, it's all part. They're controlling the reactions, the emotional reactions to people. And then the people who are doing it are literally saying, well, that's what the right is doing. That's what conservatives are doing, when they don't even offer proof or evidence or facts for selling their points. And basically, when I go through the articles today, you've heard me say these words many times, but this is basically the title of what I'm going to deliver today in published articles in the public domain: corruption, propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. It's basically, whether it's the Washington or the mainstream media, it doesn't matter. It could be big sports. It could be big corporate. It doesn't matter. It's the elite processing information, like processed food. Basically, you're not getting any truth. And you've heard me talk many times about professional wordsmithing and Hegelian dialectic, and I've given many, many examples like group identity politics. And even though they are literally getting certain people to demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, and they're literally, the powers that be, are degrading, disrespecting, and insulting the work ethic and ability and the intelligence of these people. They're literally making them more submissive. They're rewarding mediocrity and they're destroying America. And then they're taking away, when that happens, it takes away all opportunity. Just like the World Health Organization takeover. It's all professional wordsmithing. I'm going to go into more detail today, too. They changed the definition of words to deceive, to confuse, to conform, and to make you submissive. So you just throw up your hands and you say, oh, okay, I can't take it anymore. That's all part of the psyops. This is how they're going to take away your rule of law, your due process, and your sovereignty. Forget about words like prosperity. We're talking about what's coming down the pike is you're going to be using words like survival. And these people are going to continue to sell phony narratives through phony benevolence and to turn people into followers. And again, they don't offer any proof. They just funnel people into emotional behavior and reactions. You know, it's just like Black Lives Matter. Candace Owens right now is coming out with a documentary about how Black Lives Matter is a money laundering scheme. It's unbelievable. Just like the term like ultra mega. The left took 6 months to spin that new term up. Now think about MK Ultra, because it's a Nazi program used with DARPA and the NIH. It's a psyop of mind control, and they're using technology to change people's minds and control them. We'll be right back, folks. Appreciate you being here.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, sir. Now, when they came up with this ultra mega, this new term that they took 6 months to spin up, and I say they, the powers that be, you know, every narrative comes from the wealthiest families. Okay, it comes from the UN, it comes from the World Economic Forum, it comes from the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Morgans, the Carnegie. Look, the wealthiest families are selling BS to the people to control emotional responses. It's all design mind control. And basically, this Nazi program called MKUltra has been proven to be a psyop of mind control. And that's why they use words like sustainability and climate change and over and over and over again. They don't offer any proof. In fact, what we've done on the independent media is shown that that's exactly what it is. It's all BS. It's all politically correct buzzwords. And now it's been proven that they're using technology like nanotechnology, frequencies, electromagnetic radiation to basically track, trace, hack humans and edit everything. And they're going to keep throwing these Agenda 21, Agenda 30, and fear and lies and all this other stuff. Basically, it's meant for predatory purposes to control the narrative, consolidate power, money, control, and use divide and conquer strategies like the fake left-right paradigm. The left-right paradigm is very minimal, folks. It's the aristocracy wanting to control everybody else. It's a consolidation of power, money, control. I can't say that enough. And you got to look at what the language that they use and the repetition and even the definition changing, like vaccines. You got to look at the Hegelian dialectic terms, which we've talked about. You know, this guy was Hegel was literally in 1800s imperial con artist. We've talked about this. And basically, he used terms over and over and over again with repetition, and he just puts words together. And they never prove a point. They just try to overwhelm you with words. That's what they do. It's designed to create illusions. Like, can you watch a movie, a sitcom, or Netflix today that doesn't have subliminal messaging? It's, again, designed to create an emotional response. It's just like the algorithms and the bots and the bought and paid for trolls. They're designed to manipulate facts, like with Twitter. And I got some articles on that today. Like Trump was a Russian spy over and over and over again. Not only was he not a Russian spy, we've proved that the DNC, Hillary Clinton, the Bidens are involved with China, Russia, Ukraine for all these nefarious purposes. It's even been proven that the DNC and Hillary paid for all this crap. We have to read research and do our own vetting. We have to think for ourselves. We can't allow the designated group that the powers that be are putting you in to make you decide how you're going to speak or think. You know, basically what they're doing is they're turning people into bots and artificial intelligence. And this creates the mind control. This creates the violence. This creates the false flags that we're seeing. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that with some articles I have. That's why I use articles published in the public domain to prove points, so it's not opinionated. The purpose of all this, you have to remember, is to eliminate the Second Amendment, eliminate the First Amendment, like free speech, to censor truth. Anything that's truth, the powers that be are going to label hate speech, and they do it over and over and over again through repetition. That's how they do it. It's like the censorship of Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules. You know, yesterday I tried to get into InfoWars to listen to Alex Jones and company. I could not get in. I had to go to GCNlive.com and listen that way. Or you can go to band.video, and that'll work sometimes. But I could not go to InfoWars because the censorship is so strong. And obviously, USAPrepares.com is also on GCN. So if anybody from GCN is listening, this is what is happening. We have to start acting like an American, folks. The political agenda is about elite control. It's about depopulation. Remember, you're going to own nothing and be happy. The goal is to take away everything you have, everything you are, and everything you're going to have. We better step up. We better start speaking up and use facts. We'll be right back.
I was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the first time in five decades, Congress is holding a hearing on UFOs today. Arkansas Republican Congressman Rick Crawford chairs the House Intel Subcommittee.
The intelligence community must balance addressing known threats to our national security with preventing technical surprise. We must continue to follow the facts where they lead us and ensure that there are no technical surprises. The IC must take it seriously when there are credible observations of phenomena that seem to perform in ways that could pose a threat to safe flight operations, or that could be signs of a foreign adversary's attempt to develop a strategic technological surprise against the United States.
Research into UFOs has ramped up since a report revealed that the Pentagon has a secret research office dedicated to looking into the phenomena. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden currently on their way to Buffalo, New York. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Three Republicans are running neck and neck in a close race for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Dr. Mehmet Oz is one of those running against David McCormick and Kathy Barnett in the primaries. He joins Fox News to explain why he's a better candidate.
I'm that bold voice President Trump called out that we need to have in Washington, D.C. to represent our Pennsylvania values. We got to be pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-energy. I want to make us the land of plenty again by reducing regulations and incompetence. So we don't have to worry about affording gas or, my goodness, finding baby formula.
Dr. Oz has the endorsement from former President Donald Trump, which has helped him in the polls. The Supreme Court ruled Monday that a law limiting how much money earned after an election campaigns can repay loans with is unconstitutional. The 6-3 ruling sided with Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who was at the center of the case after loaning his campaign $260,000, $10,000 above the legal limit. Cruz explains why the ruling will help make it a lot easier for challengers to take on career politicians.
It becomes a lot easier for citizens to say, all right, I'm fed up with the direction our country is going, and I'm going to go campaign and throw the bums out. And the more of that you have, the stronger our democracy is.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Back to you, Rich.
Thank you, Vince, and I appreciate you allowing me to exercise our First Amendment right, which so many millions of Americans fought, bled, and died for. And it seems like the powers that be who don't represent the people anymore and only represent the big corporations, the wealthy families, and corrupt governments don't care about that. And going, reacting to the commercial that we just heard, you know, Oz, Dr. Oz, who's running in Pennsylvania, and, you know, I've read so many articles where they call him a rhino. And keep in mind, rhino, it's an acronym. It means Republican in name only. But what a rhino really is, folks, it's a traitor. It's an American sellout. And he was interviewed, and he refused to say that the 2020 election was rigged or stolen, with all this evidence, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit of detail coming up. And he hasn't even watched the documentary, 2,000 Mules, you know, he gave a little disclaimer saying his wife did and that she urged him to do so, but he still hasn't done it. And to me, that's the most important thing right now because of all the evidence and the facts, which those words don't even mean anything anymore. So what I'm going to do, folks, I'm going to start with my presentation with proven articles, posted articles, published articles in the public domain about corruption, propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. And we're going to call the title of this episode Processed Information, whether it be the mainstream media, Washington, it doesn't matter. Okay, first, no one is held accountable over the Steele dossier. It gets better. More emails surfacing proving that Hillary Clinton was singularly responsible for the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. It wasn't just responsible. There was other people. The DNC was involved also. But she paid for it. She orchestrated it. The whole thing was theater and set up, and it's been proven. And yet, who's going to jail? No one. Oh, by the way, speaking of jail and trials, here's what you need to know, folks, in case you guys have your hopes up that the system is going to be legitimate and you're going to get representation. Judge in Durham trial is married to Lisa Page's lawyer. You can't make this stuff up. U.S. District Judge Christopher Cooper of the District of Columbia, who is presiding over the Sussman case, which begins tomorrow, which is today, is married to lawyer Amy Jeffries, who represented FBI lawyer Lisa Page. Cooper, it gets even better, an Obama appointee, and Jeffries, a former top aide to Attorney General Eric Holder, are well-connected in the Democrat Party. In fact, Merrick Garland even presided over their 1999 wedding. And John Durham didn't even ask Judge Cooper to recuse himself. Folks, the whole swamp is deep. It's corrupt. And that's basically the theme of today's broadcast. Next, a secret recording of Chinese military meeting planning the invasion of Taiwan and the defeat of regional U.S. forces have reportedly been uncovered. Look, Biden gave $86 billion of our best weaponry to our enemies. I've read articles. There's a reason why I do this, so I can bring them up and connect dots. I've read articles to you where we're running out of ammunition because it's being sent over to Ukraine, which has neo-Nazis fighting for them. Next article. I got to stop going into tangents because I'm looking at the information I want to give to you guys and the time I have. Dr. Li Mingyan, by the way, she is a hero. She escaped from China to the U.S., to literally expose the cover-up of the origin of the COVID-19 pandemic and on why China will not and ever, never cease its bioweapons attack on America. And there's so much evidence that shows that COVID-19, the Wuhan lab, China, it's all connected. Next, look, every one of these articles, folks, we can talk about for hours, but my obligation is to wake up the American people with as much information as possible. Some articles, some topics go deeper into some people, whether it be more of a general understanding or a willingness to check what we say. We always say, never believe a word we say. Read, research, and vet and verify what we do. Next, Rhino, Arizona attorney, Attorney General Mark Brnovich colluded with the feds to prosecute pro-Trump citizens in Arizona after the 2020 election and fails to prosecute real election crimes. Remember, RINO is a code term for traitor and American sellout. Next, I'm looking at a telegram here, but it's actually a tweet, and it basically shows, and remember when I talked about the algorithm and the manipulation of facts through bots and bought and paid for trolls with Twitter. Well, it shows that Hillary Clinton had like 9 million, almost 10 million fake followers. And that's why Elon Musk has not purchased Twitter yet. Because everything, remember I've given articles in the past that makes one person look like 10,000? This is how they do it. This is how they manipulate the minds and manipulate and control you to manipulate your behavior. It's just like the analogy that I gave many times in elementary school. I remember when Ali fought Frazier. Some of the kids would scream, Ali, Ali. Then 5 minutes later, Frazier, Frazier, Frazier. 90% of the kids would follow and scream and chant the same name. That's exactly what's happening. America has turned into elementary school followers. And speaking of the word followers, the next article, nearly half of Musk's Twitter followers are bots, and he is well aware. That means Twitter is, I don't want to say it's worthless, but it's worth probably one-third of what they're asking. Next. Oh, here's a good one. Twitter senior engineer tells undercover journalist that Twitter does not believe in free speech, confesses employees at tech giant are commie as F, and that's the word that rhymes with duck that I can't say because we're on AM and FM radio, admits left-wing employees hate Elon Musk, capitalist takeover attempt. Let me tell you what a communist is, folks. It's people who have theirs and don't want you to have to survive, never mind have a happy, prosperous life. It's people who are already millionaires, and they have what they have. They got what they got. Their life's good, basically, and they're saying, well, if you don't have it, we're going to kill you. Or we want you to shut up. Or we want you to be canceled. That's what a communist is, folks. Next, based on a thorough review of election regulations, not a single voting system tested lab used in the 2020 election was accredited based on the law. Is the word corruption coming to mind, folks? Next. FBI whistleblower leaks docs showing Bureau targeting news media under sensitive investigative matters, alleges political undertakings, and reveals vast majority of FBI agents troubled by the direction the agency's going. Look, I've said this many, many times, FBI people. I have stood for principle in big corporate America, especially when they did illegal behaviors when I worked for Big Pharma, and I spoke out, and they said, you better shut up or else you're going to get fired. Well, they did everything in their power to push me out the door. But I would not give up my principle, and I would not give up my rule of law. And I've mentioned, like GlaxoSmithKline, a rap sheet of the illegal behaviors that they've done and just been caught. Just the ones that they've been caught. And can you imagine the death and destruction if people would have stood up for the rule of law just on that one industry? And think about all the loved ones in your family and your friends that have died from the clot shot, where their lives have been ruined. I want you to think about that. That's the consequences of being politically correct. That's the consequences of not speaking up. That's the consequences when you have people feeling entitled to play the victim group status card, demand to lower the bar's expectations for a job. No one does their job. So hard work, proven results, qualifications, standards, expectations, nothing means anything. That means there's no value left except your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. And that's how they are targeting people's emotions. They have lost, too many people lost the ability to think. We've been deceived by the political correctness. And all this deception has been sold to the highest bidder. The manufactured perception of self-importance and self-preservation for too many people is more important than the future of their country. That's a real shame. Next, several mainstream media outlets have been challenging the validity of Tony Bobulinski. Remember him? He came forward, big interview, a year ago. Anyway, claims regarding Joe Biden and his brother Jim's involvement with Hunter with Hunter's Chinese business activity. The latest New York Post forensic evaluation confirmed that Bobulinski's email was legitimate, but apparently this isn't good enough for the propaganda outlets like CNN, New York Times, and Washington Post, which continue to challenge these emails and any claim of family involvement. I want you to think about all the things against, you know, Russia with Trump. Kavanaugh is a gang rapist. Getz is a pedophile. All this stuff, never proven. In fact, it was proven to be wrong. And yet, these people who are in charge can get away with anything they want. Oh, and by the way, did you hear about the new release of Hunter's emails on his laptop? Quote, this is Hunter Biden. Quote, me, I'm busy taking over Ukraine. Unquote. You think that would get a little attention in the mainstream media, folks? Think about if any one of us listening today would have done any of these things that I've mentioned. Never mind today, but over the past several months, years, we'd all be in prison, folks. This is why if we don't speak up, we don't have a country. It's hanging by a thread right now. And this is a very sad story. This is out of the Gateway Pundit. So I want to start with reading a comment, and then I'll go to the title of the article. So disappointed with doctors going along with COVID-1984 charade, even down to requiring that their patients wear masks after they had been proven as the deceit that they were. I assumed required to continue getting fabulous cash subsidies for COVID-1984 care on top of low interest loans turned outright grants. I'm reading word for word. I'm not paraphrasing here. God forbid the mainstream media thinks I'm making this up. One more thing about doctors and patient mask requirements. Saw one sign on door where the verbiage was such that it said that they were required to mandate masks based on the CDC's, who I no longer trust, suggestion. This is what happens.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. News in a flash. Rich, please continue.
I thank you, sir. I have so much important information to wake the public up, Vince. I really appreciate it. The comment I read prior to the last commercial break was, this was the title of the article, Top Australian Doctor Who Pushes COVID-19 Vaccine Loses Her Only Daughter While in Her Sleep. Now, I didn't say this to say I told you so to this Dr. Atchison down under. I don't mention this for vengeance. I don't mention this for revenge. I mention this because of her quotes here. The light in our life has gone out. My beautiful and only daughter died yesterday, Dr. Atchison tweeted. I believe she was 26 years old. Quote, I'm still quoting. She never woke up. It was so utterly unexpected. My husband and my hearts are shattered. I really don't know what to do, Atchison added. And yet there's still no information on the cause of Callan's death. I'm going to go back to the article. Top Australian doctor who pushes COVID-19 vaccine loses her only daughter in her sleep. And there's still no information on the cause of Callan's death. We know what we're all thinking. A doctor who's been pushing these vaccines and her daughter dies unexpectedly at 26. Dr. Atchison, I can't imagine what you're going through if you're listening. This is about as sad a story as you can get. But one of your comments said, I really don't know what to do. One thing to do is to end the wokeness and end the following of illegal, unethical behaviors by certain institutions and organizations. You know who they are. We've mentioned them many, many, many times over the last almost 2 years. Just because someone's a doctor, folks, and presents themselves as an expert, when certain people have betrayed the trust of the people, that means they've corrupted their profession. The term, trust me, I'm a doctor, doesn't mean anything anymore. If you don't have the ability to think for yourself, read, research, and verify with all of the thousands and thousands and thousands of sources, proven sources, published sources in the public domain from the independent media showing deaths and myocarditis, and I got more. I got more today. In fact, so anyway, Dr. Acheson, I really, my condolences, our condolences at USA Preparers and GCN, it's a terrible, terrible tragedy. But maybe you can, when you said you really don't know what to do, maybe there's something you can do. And tell the people what really happened with the vaccine. Your career doesn't matter at this point. Your paycheck, your pension, your status doesn't matter if you're not doing and saying the right thing. Look, we're all imperfect. That's what makes us human. But we can learn from our behaviors. And I'm going to mention the example. I've mentioned it a few times. I know this person who was in his deathbed in his 50s with lung cancer, smoked a couple packs a day. He went into his deathbed in hospice. I was there saying it wasn't the cigarettes that gave him lung cancer and his early death. And he called himself a major Christian. When your ego and pride and your status and your paycheck and your pension gets in the way of doing the right thing and not standing for principle and the rule of law, that's when humanity is done for. And you have a choice here, doctor, to do the right thing. When you just say you don't know what to do, you do know what to do. Next article, myocarditis up 2,800%. Army veteran Pam Long lists alarming numbers from the DMED database. This is what our soldiers are dealing with right now. That's being allocated. That this information is allowed to seep out. Can you imagine what they're holding back? You ready, folks? Myocarditis up 2,800%. Cancers up 300 to 900%. Infertility, both genders. Oh, are you allowed to say two genders? Up 500%. Miscarriages up 300%. Neurological disorders up 1,000%. Multiple sclerosis 600%. Guillain-Barré syndrome 500%. HIV 500%. Pulmonary embolisms up 400%. And that's not even the whole list, folks. We'll be right back after this break. Thank you for being here. Hopefully we're making a difference.
You know, Rich, I discussed this with Dr. Norm Shealy. And not one doctor, not one nurse practitioner knows exactly what is in that liquid that is in the jab. Not one.
And because all the jabs are different.
Yeah.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.